second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 14th, 2014, start of a brand new week here. We're almost halfway through the month of July. And it's snowing in a lot of parts of the world in the Northern Hemisphere. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on here. Stock market's having a really good day. Huge up shove at the opening bell, and they're keeping it there. The Dow is back above 17,000, and the people on Wall Street are having orgasms. And, of course, it's all fake and fraud and rigging, and we'll be talking about that as well. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, feeding the giant mutant hamster, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your concerns. Tomorrow on our show, our third hour guest will be Nick Sacco. He's the author of a book called Death Card, which is a Tom Clancy-esque telling of a president who tries to turn the United States into a Stalin-like dictatorship, and the final denouement. I'm not going to give away the ending of the book because, you know, I know you hate it when I spoil a surprise. Rosebud is the name of the sled. And so we'll be talking to him about that as well. Obviously, the big news today continues to be Israel's horrible onslaught against Gaza. The Palestinian death toll is now above, at last count, 170. More than 1,000 people seriously injured. We're talking about losing arms, hands, legs, and so forth and so on. Israel is continuing to shower leaflets all over northern Gaza, advising people to leave before the onslaught. Now, of course, this directly contradicts the idea that Israel is somehow trying to go after the Hamas leadership, because obviously the Hamas leadership is going to be reading those leaflets as well. What Israel is doing is bombing the infrastructure, and by their own comments, they want to bomb Gaza back to the Stone Age. In other words, all of these international organizations who have been trying as hard as they can to get humanitarian relief to the people of Gaza, all of their work is now being undone. Israel's just taking it all away from the people of Gaza. And remember, people have been killed, including American citizens, trying to get humanitarian relief into the people of Gaza. So Israel's just out there saying, you're not allowed to have a modern society, not allowed to have modern infrastructure. We're going to bomb it all on this flimsy pretext of the three dead Israeli teenagers who, by the way, ISIS took credit for the kidnapping and killing. And even the Israeli media is saying that the two suspects named by the Israeli government are not, in fact, part of Hamas. Netanyahu just said, okay, I got some bodies, let's go after Hamas. There are indications this military operation was planned well in advance of the three teenagers going missing. It was a war looking for an excuse, and they got it. Now, Israel likes to say they're targeting Hamas resources, Hamas assets, Hamas facilities. And it's a little bit of a word game, because if you'll remember back in 2006, Hamas was voted in as the legitimate government of Gaza. And so what Israel is actually doing is they're bombing the water mains, the sewage treatment plant, water wells, police stations, hospitals, ambulance crews, first responders, because those are all technically Hamas facilities, because Hamas is the government of Gaza. All right, I can see we've got a caller already on the line, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's the latest from where you are?
Right, the latest from Gaza, Michael. Oh, aloha, Michael. Sorry about that. Yeah, well, I've heard from a Norwegian doctor. The Israelis are using the DIMS, that's the dense inert metal explosives, which is the reason for all these really serious injuries with legs cut off and arms cut off.
Yes.
They're using white phosphorus. Now they're using cancer-causing agents, biological weapons.
And I've also heard, I've been reading about this Norwegian doctor. He's also out there saying that, yes, Israel is in fact using white phosphorus again against the residential areas of Gaza. I mean, Gaza's all residential area. They don't have an army, they don't have a navy, they don't have an air force, there are no military bases. Israel is just destroying the place just because they can get away with it.
Yeah, well, on Friday, we were talking to my friend on the Bob Tuskin show, Imad, from Gaza, and we heard one explosion. Then he said, I've got to go, I've got to go. And then just as we were he was going off air, there was an enormous explosion right at the side of his property. So we learnt late Saturday that he was okay, but he couldn't stay on very long because there's no electricity, no water, no sewage, no nothing.
Yeah, it's just absolutely devastation. It's an attack on a civilian population. All of this stuff that Israel is doing is war crimes. And I hope the people of the world are as angry and offended by their government standing up and saying, oh, yes, Israel's right, as we are here in the United States of America. I mean, there are major protests against Israel all around the globe. The corporate media is ignoring them. The civil government is pretending not to notice the will of their own people, so they can stand up and say, oh, yes, Israel's always right. And it is a reminder of the extent to which Israel has subverted the governments of other nations around the world, not just in the United States, but up in Canada, over in Europe. They are the dark power spreading out from Israel and just taking over governments from within. I remember when I was a kid growing up in grade school, we were getting all these film strips about propaganda, about beware of communist subversion of the U.S. government. And it turns out we were looking in the wrong direction. Our government was being subverted, even back then, by the nation of Israel. And we were being told, look at the Soviets. Keep your eye on the Soviets. Just like today in the United States, where all of our intelligence apparatus is, keep an eye on the Muslims, keep an eye on the Muslims. The Muslims aren't the problem. Those were Mossad agents who were arrested, dancing and cheering as the World Trade Towers came down.
Well, what appears to be the story is that just like America, these dual citizens Israelis have ensconced themselves within the government and other national organizations. They are so well embedded now, it'd be very difficult to sort the wheat from the chaff.
Well, and behind them all, of course, is the fact that, Israel and its supporters are in control of the monetary system, and they use that money as a weapon to do what they think the imaginary playmate in the sky wants them to. And it really is a very, very sick situation, and it's a very good reason why there shouldn't be a global currency, and there shouldn't be a global private. In fact, there shouldn't be any private central banks at all. Those are tools to enslave individual nations.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine and through various news stories that while Putin is in South America, Brazil, either today or tomorrow, they will be signing the BRICS currency deal, the bank and everything. And apparently it's all being sorted now. And these five nations will be funding it with huge sums of money. And it looks like it's going ahead over the next few days.
Well, I think so, because I think rather than let this situation devolve into an outright nuclear war, Putin and the BRICS nations will just pull the plug on the dollar and watch the U.S. collapse. And, of course, the Federal Reserve will be gone, Wall Street will be gone, Washington, D.C. will be gone. And, of course, without the brute United States to back them up, Israel's going to have to learn how to get along with their neighbors, or they're going to be in serious, serious trouble. They'll have to start actually using those nuclear weapons they keep claiming they don't have.
Yeah, well, it appears that things are moving pretty quickly now, Michael, in that direction with this currency that's mm-hmm. in competition with the U.S. dollar, with the petrodollar.
All right, well, listen, thanks an awful lot here for the information. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I need to let you go. And, yeah, all these wars for the last 13, 14, 15 years, in fact, for the last 100 years, these wars are all about which particular piece of ink and paper the world is supposed to use. And the world is sick and tired of the dollar. They're moving away from it. This policy of the petrodollar war, it's already failed, and our government still won't quit because the money junkies are behind them with the whip saying, go, go, conquer, throw your children out there, anything. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporation. The banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. More information coming out of Gaza. Apparently, Israel bombed a handicapped care facility where Palestinians, most of whom were crippled in previous Israeli attacks, were being cared for, and Israel bombed it. And, of course, Israel's excuse is, oh, we know the Hamas leadership is hiding underneath these hospitals, and that's why they are making us bomb these poor, helpless people, which is nonsense. As near as anybody can tell, Israel has yet to actually get any of the top Hamas leadership. They haven't even found any of the rocket launching sites or factories yet. They're just smashing Gaza's civilian population into the ground. Let's grab a phone call here. Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's been a long time.
Yes.
The Gaza thing. I saw the politicians and the Israel prime minister on the talk shows yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't bother tuning in.
I did, just out of dumb curiosity, and it just looked like it was all biased.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad, so obvious. And then on ABC, they had Jane Harmon there, and I went, oh, that's enough.
Yes.
And
they wonder why their audience numbers continue to decline.
Yeah. Have you heard the report that Gaza flew a drone over Israel?
Well, that's what Israel is claiming. And now they're claiming that the drone was of Iranian design. See, Israel's trying to spread this war. You know, they're claiming they're under rocket fire from Lebanon. They're claiming they're being shelled from Syria. They're trying to turn this into a much wider regional war to get this war on the Mideast going that the money junkies seem to want to have happen. Now, it occurs to me that, you know, it's rather reckless to declare this drone is of an Iranian design, because Iran isn't designing their own drones. They're making copies of that American drone that they hacked and spoofed down inside Iran. So it's actually technically an American design drone. But, you know, yeah. Israel's out there saying, see, Iran is, they are claiming that Syria is sending in these long range rockets to Gaza, which, obviously your starvation blockade of the people of Gaza isn't working if now you're saying they've got tens of thousands of rockets coming in across the border. And I don't think they realize how self-contradictory, their propaganda has become about, you know, we have to starve the Gazans to keep them from getting weapons. But now they've got 10,000, 20,000 rockets. They have a Death Star. They have a Death Star. They've got Iranian drones and Syrian rockets and Lebanese falafel and, you know, all the rest of the stuff they're screaming about.
Well, yeah, I was just wondering because I was a little bit confused that they had to stop half the ambulances because there wasn't enough fuel for them to go out and pick up the wounded, and they don't have medications. So I was thinking, how would they have gotten a drone when they can't get medication? That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And I'm not entirely sure that this drone even came from Gaza. One of the early reports said it actually flew over from Lebanon. But again, at this point, Israel is desperate to regain the high ground in the propaganda war because they're failing miserably. And I noticed over the last weekend, the Israeli shills were out there on overtime. They were following me around on Facebook screaming, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, you're a Hitler lover, you must be a Muslim and all the rest of that. And especially when I posted all those articles reporting on how Israel pays Jewish college students, gives them scholarships and everything to stay at home and post pro-Israel propaganda online. And, of course, the instant I put that out there, oh, man, they started screeching, how dare you imply that this is not my honest opinion, you know, and I'm, and just, you know, screaming and thrashing around. And, of course, the more they do that, the more they call attention to themselves. But it's not my fault Israel announced that they were paying Jewish students to post pro-Israel propaganda online. Israel came out and just flat out announced it. They were advertising for people. You want to make money? You want to have to go to college and not take out school loans and not have to go to work at the fast food restaurants? Come and post propaganda for the nation of Israel. And a lot of students took their 30 pieces of silver and did precisely that and are doing that precisely that right now.
Now, I do tend to agree with you. I do think that this story, I mean, there's a lot of problems with this story. Their story they're selling to try and sell this war is a load of claptrap.
Yes, it is. Pretty much everybody pretty much knows that, except obviously the talking spokes bimbos over at the corporate news networks. They've been given their marching order. You will, in fact, I'm just putting up the story here over at the Daily Mail. They're trotting out the horrors of the Nazis and the Holocaust again.
Oh,
new
my God.
Museum,
are you serious?
Display here.
Come on.
Yeah, you know, the Auschwitz guard dogs had poisoned fangs. I mean, that's the latest one. You know, come on here. And it's like a standard part of the ritual. Every time Israel commits an atrocity, oh, we've got to wave the Hitler and the Nazis and the Holocaust at everybody so that they will understand that Israel can be understood for behaving the way they are.
Well, Hamas wouldn't have done it because they're controlling Gaza, not the West Bank. And from what I've understood, it was the IDF that was in control of the area of where these teenagers were kidnapped. So that tells me right there that that whole story was a load of claptrap.
The story was nonsense right from the get-go. To find a lie, look for what should be there and isn't. And what was never there was a reason for Hamas to do something this shocking and offensive at a time when they needed world popular support for their new unity government. You know, this would be like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson trying to eject the British from the colonies by going into the colonial schools and shooting the kids there. How far do you think they would have gotten? Very obviously, this story made no sense. No, very obviously, this story made no sense from the beginning. But Netanyahu's attitude is, well, it doesn't matter about the three teenagers. You know, Hamas shot rockets at us, and we have to fight back. Well, Israel struck first. Israel struck first. Israel struck first on the pretext of these three dead teenagers who Israel knew were dead right from the start before they started using the excuse of searching for these kids to basically arrest all of the unity government leadership. That's another part of the story that's never made the American corporate media. Going out looking for suspects in the kidnapping and killing of these three teenagers over near over in the West Bank, they go into Gaza and start arresting the leaders
of Hamas.
Leadership of the Unity Government, which Netanyahu, leaders of the Unity Government. Let me finish. Thank you. Okay. Israel is arresting the political leadership of the Unity Government, which Netanyahu openly said he was going to destroy this. Because he could not accept the unity government, because it meant Israel couldn't go on playing their little game of avoiding peace talks with the Palestinians because they didn't know who to talk to. Do we talk to Hamas or do we talk to Fatah? You know, we don't know. And then Hamas and Fatah merged together and said, you talk to us. And Netanyahu went ballistic. The U.S. government said, no, this can't be allowed to happen. Hamas is a bunch of terrorists. No, Hamas won the election in Gaza in 2006. They're the legally elected government, and Israel's trying to eject them by force the way the U.S. did up in Kiev in last January. That's what's really going on here. Okay?
I get that. I guess it shouldn't even surprise me to see nobody going out to help at least get medications or get the wounded treatment.
They're not being allowed in.
That confuses me the most, I think.
They're not being allowed in by Israel. Israel's blocking the UN observers from going in to see what's going on in there. You know, Israel basically blocked the whole thing off. They're trying to interfere with the electronic communications coming out of Gaza so that the only story you get is the bovine excrement being shoveled at you by the U.S. corporate media. We got to take a break for commercials. Dee, we're going to let you go, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to BugOutPanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to BugOutPanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at BugOutPanama.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And obviously, the performance of the corporate media during this crisis has been absolutely shameful here. In fact, I'm looking at this article over in the Detroit News. It's headlined, "This Time Let Israel Finish the Job." And they're out there. All their paid correspondents and prostitutes are out there earning big bucks trying to sell this message. We were talking about this story that just came out of the British media. New Holocaust Museum, look at the terrible things done to the Jews before you were all born, and that's why you have to let Israel destroy Palestine today. Plus all the money that Israel gets from the United States of America that they turn around and pay to Jewish students to prowl social media and post their propaganda. There's big, big money in selling this lie to you, the American people. Now, here on the other side, of course, things are a little bit different. We here in the independent media are struggling to keep our voices out there in public, scraping up spare change under the seat cushions, taking our empties back, whatever. And so it probably comes as no surprise that Republic Broadcasting is having to engage in another pledge drive, another fundraising drive. I've been telling you over the last couple of weeks, this is serious. You and I and everybody listening to this show, we all need to work to keep RBN on the air. We're not joking. We're not doing this just because we're living lives of wealth and prosperity, because we aren't. So RBN is running a pledge drive. They can't make it without you, is really what it comes down to. Now, you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And pledge a donation to them. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can hit the donate button that takes you to their PayPal account. If you do not want to do anything on the phone or online, because the NSA is probably listening in, they're not paying attention, but they may be listening in, you can send a donation by check or by cash to Republic Broadcasting at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Grab your little pencils. I'm going to repeat that to you one more time. Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Evil exists in the world because good people don't take action to oppose it. And this is your chance to stand up for the truth, to stand up in opposition to the money junkies, to stand up in opposition to what Israel is doing to Gaza, aided and abetted by the corporate media. They've got millions and millions of dollars to throw at this. We're asking you to donate 10, maybe 20. And we're down to the wire here. If you don't step up and help Republic Broadcasting will be gone. All right. Now, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm talking about what Israel's doing right now, distorting the facts about all the missiles coming in, just as they distorted the facts of the Holocaust themselves to make it more horrific, and to, of course, there's profitability when you make a story more sensational. It ticks me off. And you know what? We will never expect our mass media to actually tell the truth, because we know who owns them. It's the facts. It's the facts, and you're right. They distort the facts to get support for their violent response to what's going on over there. And our hands are tied. Unfortunately, our Congress is owned by the Jewish media. And so they'll still get their money, and they'll still keep doing the atrocities. And until we have a total economic collapse, we'll be able to take back our government.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking at right now, because of what's going on here. Obviously, our government has prepared for a violent confrontation against the American people. The U.S. federal government is spending your tax dollars to prepare to fight a war against you, the American people, for daring to stand up and questioning their policies. They've armed the American police. They've trained them with these Israeli forces to be a system of repression. They are waiting for you to commit an act of violence against the government that they can use to justify emergency measures, suspending the rest of the Constitution, and bringing about very much the Stalin police state described in Nick Sacco's book, Death Guard. It's a rather chilling book to read here. So we're going to have to be patient. We know the end is coming. This Ponzi scheme central bank cannot last. They never have. And because of globalization, that whole system looks to come crashing down at the same time. We're going to have to go through about 3 or 4 months of taking care of ourselves and our friends and our neighbors and looking out for ourselves while we put together a whole new government that will have as its first principle enshrined in granite, no private central banks. We need to get the money junkies out of power. And we're going to be talking a little bit later about a book that was sent to me by Hesperian Press, which basically hammers home the point. And this book was written in 1917, that the real rulers of the world are those who are in charge of the medium of exchange. Not the legislators, not the presidents. Whoever's in charge of that medium of exchange, they rule the world. And we need to take that power away from them and return the money creation authority to the people where it really belongs. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. Okay, I think Steve hung up, so we're going to switch over to Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. You there, Michael?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of running out the door, but I had to ask you this question real quick. Given the situation in Gaza, that there have been rocket attacks over many years. I mean, when they're talking about, oh, these rockets were launched and this and that, do we really know that this is the actual real-time footage, or was it footage that was taken 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they're splicing all this stuff together to make it look, you know, like it's an actual war, but it's all fake? Do we really know that for sure?
Now, who is it you're saying is doing this?
What I'm saying is Israel showing us the real footage of the rockets that are being launched from Gaza in real time, or could they be showing us footage from 2 years ago where some rockets...
Very, very easily, and they've already been caught using photos of damage from earlier situations. And, of course, Diane Sawyer over at ABC is still reeling from that huge embarrassment. But, you know, Israel's defenders are claiming that all the video and footage coming out of Gaza is from 2 or 3 years ago. Like, that excuses what happened 2 or 3 years ago. So everybody's accusing the other side of lying. But we are getting information coming out from Gaza. If you're searching the images on Google, you know, most of those images contain timestamps. You can look at the EXIF data. Which in many cases is still intact, showing exactly where and when these pictures were taken. But the reality is, and I put up a picture on my website earlier, looking at the degree of damage, the U.S. media is trying to convince everybody that this is a war between equals, Hamas and Israel, and it absolutely isn't.
Oh, I agree.
It absolutely isn't. I mean, the Israelis are using all these weapons provided by the United States government, paid for by you, the taxpayers. And the Israelis sit inside their tanks or in the drone operations center, or they're flying high above Gaza in their U.S.-supplied warplanes, dropping the latest in U.S.-supplied high-tech lethal munitions, and they imagine themselves the heroes they read about in the Torah. In contrast, the Palestinians huddle in their giant open-air prison without an army, a navy, or an air force, and they fight back with homemade rockets made out of plumbing supplies. Not since Thermopylae has the world seen such courage in the face of overwhelming odds. The Palestinians have balls the U.S. and Israel can only dream of, and the world will remember their courage against the tyrants.
Well, very well said, Michael. I wanted to also chime in on immigration, but I'll do that later on in the week. I do support your ego theory. I'll discuss that at some other time. I wish you well. Try not to have a heart attack on the show. I know this is a...
I'm taking my extendivite, so I won't have a heart attack.
No, good, because this is upsetting lots of people, and I don't blame you for being upset, and I hope you have a good show, and thanks for taking the call.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. I know I've got two more callers waiting on the line that we're going to have to get to as soon as we come back. Meanwhile, before we get to the commercial break, Governor Chris Christie is out there saying that Obama isn't doing enough to support Israel, and that tells us that, yes, Chris Christie's going to run for president in 2016, so he has to start sucking up to Israel right now and swallowing on command. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops, they go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got callers on the line. Cameron in Great Britain. Aloha, Cameron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for taking my call. Michael, for all fairness, let's also mention that there have been so many Jewish people demonstrating against Israel, because the deception that Israel is performing at the moment is to waging these wars on the name of Jewish people, which is absolutely wrong. I received many, many pictures of Jewish people being beat by Israeli soldiers. And, I mean, the demonstrations that they've been doing in Israel. Unfortunately, I haven't checked the date on the photos, but I'm sure they're very recent, very new.
No, we are seeing them, and as a matter of fact, this is an important point to keep on making, that Israel, while it claims to represent the world's Jewish people, isn't even representing the Jewish people inside Israel. They're appalled by what's going on. And yes, I know we've got these people who went down to the edge of Gaza with chairs and popcorn and everything cheering the bombing, but we're seeing other people like Steve over at Desert Peace. He's absolutely opposed to this thing. Most of Israel's top military leadership think the continued occupation is a bad idea. This is just Netanyahu and his cronies deciding they're going to do what they want to do just to prove that they can, and they are not supported by the world's Jewish people. Here in the United States, support by American Jews for Israel's policies is an all-time low. They're starting to not sign those checks anymore, and that's why Israel is screaming about boycott and the rest of it, because they're in serious, serious trouble. Because they got away with saying we have a right to do to Palestine because of the Holocaust and Hitler and the Nazis and everything. And everything said, look, that all happened before we were all born. It's irrelevant. What we have a moral obligation to deal with is what is going on right now today before our very eyes. And what happened 100, 200, 300, 2,000 years ago is irrelevant. And Israel's propagandists are the masters of trying to pull the debate off of what Israel is doing today by going back to what happened to the American Indians in the 1800s or the slaves in the antebellum South or whatever. and get people to argue back and forth over those issues. And that is a stunt, and I'm seeing them trying to do it again today all over Facebook. Don't fall for it. Forget about what happened in World War II and before. What you're dealing with is what Israel is doing today. Is it moral? Is it right? Is it legal? And the answer is no, no, no. This is naked aggression. They want Gaza. They want the land. More importantly, they want the huge find in natural gas that was discovered off the coast of Gaza. Israel's looking at a major energy crisis because it's a very wasteful, luxurious society. They lost all that oil they were getting from Iran back in 1979. And now they're trying to steal oil from Lebanon, and they want to just basically go in, take over Gaza, and say, well, this is our natural gas now.
Very true, very true. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for taking my call again.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Jeremy in Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You talking to me, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Michael. First of all, I love your show. I'm a long-time listener. I really feel like Israel, what they're doing in Palestine, they plan on eventually doing here. I've talked with FBI agents and police officers that say they're being trained by the Mossad right here.
Yes, they are.
And when you go and you start giving them the details of 9/11 and how Israel, the Mossad was clearly involved, and you start naming people like Larry Silverstein and, you know, all the different agencies and stuff that were involved, they just can't believe it. They won't even try to have a rational
conversation. No, they're being brainwashed. In fact, there was a demonstration out in Los Angeles, two demonstrations, one for Israel and one for Palestine, and apparently the LAPD opened fire on the Palestinian demonstration. And that's the, you know, the blessings of having Israel treat our police forces.
These bozos like Netanyahu and all the leaders, if you follow their families, they all go back to the Argonne and these initial terrorists. All these false flag events are all related through their individual families. They're clearly big-time Zionists. And, if you know, when I read 10 years ago the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, it seems like it's the roadmap to what's going on right now in the world.
Well, it does very much so. Now, the protocols themselves appear to have been a hoax, but it worked very well because it did, in fact, describe what was going on at the time. But when they were first presented, the Pope said, this appears to be a fraud. On the other hand, we know that anything that points out, what's going on in the world in terms of Jewish banking interests gets suppressed. And I think a really good example would be this book. That was sent to me over the weekend from Hesperian Press down in Australia. It's called The Kingdom of Shylock. And I put up a link for it at whatreallyhappened.com, and there's a link to the book. This was a book written by a member of the Parliament of Australia in 1917, and it was rather shocking to go through this. He's laying out all the same stuff that I would put into All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. So at least the government of Australia knew back in 1917 what was going on and what was driving the world into world war after world war after world war. And because of the book's mention of Shylock, it was suppressed and banned from public distribution. So a couple of years later, the same guy, Frank Anstey, wrote a new version called The Money Power, in which he took out the references to the Rothschilds. And that one is basically out there. You can find it online with a web search. But obviously, these money junkies who are behind these private central banks don't want the world to realize what's going on. They want you to think that all these conflicts are about, you know, acts of terror or Republican versus Democrat or communist versus capitalist, and not realize that all of it goes up to the very, very top of being in charge of the world's medium of exchange, which is the ultimate power. And that's what Bretton Woods brought to the United States at the end of World War II. They were in charge of the world's global medium of exchange. And they will do anything to hang on to that power, including a nuclear world war.
Oh, absolutely. I was a bond trader for 15 years, and I watched the Federal Reserve scientifically design the tech bubble and the housing crisis. And I was like, they did this on purpose. So I had to get to the bottom of who owned the Federal Reserve. And in the process of doing that, you realize who runs the entire world.
Yeah, basically that's it, because it's the same people own the IMF and the ECB and the Bank of International Settlements. And,
exactly.
And they love bubbles. They love bubbles because bubbles allow them to make billions and billions of dollars and not have to give anything back for it. And they'll blow up a bubble. They'll cash out. the bubble collapses, and all the people who got in too late or sold out too late get hammered. It is a fraud and a scam.
It's the pump and dump on the middle class. They all put their money in blind and faithfully in their IRAs and their 401Ks, and then it all gets taken away because they had no clue. An average broker has no clue that it's all being pumped up and then collapsed on purpose.
That's right. Just the cycle of inflation and deflation is this giant heartbeat that is designed to pump the real wealth of the nation away from the people whose labor produced that wealth and put it in the pockets of the bankers.
Exactly. And that's why you've got this. These same bankers are behind letting all these immigrants in because they want racial division. They can promote that and have the American people that are watching their CNN and their retarded TV literally think that there's, you know, that all this, there's this huge problem with racism and things like that. When we both discussed before, you've mentioned the crime rate's really gone down since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they encourage the destruction of Christianity, homosexuality, anything they can keep the people divided.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The fringe issues. They don't want you paying attention to the private central bankers. They certainly don't want you paying attention to Israel right now, but they can hardly stop it. So they're out there like this, this article in the Detroit paper about, we've got to let Israel finish the job. You know, and it's just, blind hate, you know, coming out of the corporate media. They're absolutely being ordered by Israel to support Israel's point of view, and that's why they're losing their audience. That's why we're gaining audience in the independent media. People are sick and tired of being lied to by the corporate media on behalf of the Federal Reserve, on behalf of Monsanto, and certainly on behalf of Israel, and that's why they're turning away.
Yeah, the Zionists own the media. It's right there in the protocols. If you own the media, you can control what people think.
That's it. Well, not that used to be true, not anymore, and we are the proof of that here. All right, we got to let you go, Jeremy. We got to take a break for our top of the hour segment. Please make a point of going to the republicbroadcasting.org website. Hit that donate button. We need you. You need us. We'll be right back.